You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I am Danny Wexelman with T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., happy Tuesday. How are you doing?
We're cold here in Texas. It's freezing cold here. We're tired of this New York weather. You guys need to take back your New York weather.
Do you have your mittens and your caps out, T.R.?
I have my thickest wool pullover that my son bought me for Christmas 2 years ago. It's quite warm.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll work on that. You send me some sunshine, and I'll quit sending you some snow. How about that?
It's sunny here. It's sunny and 25 degrees.
All right. Well, send me the sun. I would appreciate some sun at least. All right, okay. TR. We're going to start things off with a guy who has been creating a bit of drama and a bit of mystery on Twitter. It's really interesting to me. Yu Darvish. And it was tweeted out. There were a couple of teams. Obviously, everyone knows this. There are a few teams in the race for him. But he also said that there was a mystery team. And TR, I have never seen a player since Twitter has really been a big deal, 2009, do anything like this on social media or taken it as far as Yu Darvish has. So I'm wondering from you, my source, are there any updates on the Rangers being able to close in on the right-hander?
We talked to John Daniels today, and he said it's highly unlikely that they're going to add a frontline starting pitcher. That was my question. Now, he's not going to answer specific questions about specific players, whether you want to talk about Darvish or Arrieta or Sandy Koufax, but we just asked him, is there a possibility of adding a frontline, top-of-the-rotation starting pitcher this winter? And he said, to sum up, it's highly unlikely.
So that would lead us to believe that there will be no reunion, right?
That would seem to be the case today. But, you know, the winter's not over. Darvish is not signed. Arrieta's not signed. Cobb and Lynn have not signed. I think there's going to be some surprises this winter because players are not signing, and I don't know if they're holding out. But, you know, what we talked about with Daniels today also is 2 years ago on January 15th, or whatever day it is, you know, 2 years ago, Ian Desmond was not in their plans. They had no intention of signing Ian Desmond, and Ian Desmond had no intention of taking a one-year contract and moving from shortstop to the outfield. But then come spring training, Ian Desmond doesn't have a job, and the Rangers are still looking for an outfielder, so they collaborated with him and got him into camp on a one-year deal. He switched to the outfield, had a great season, and has moved on to the Rockies. Obviously, Danny, the point is that you just don't know what's going to happen this winter because, you know, we're all just amazed at how many players are still unsigned.
TR, in your tenure of covering baseball, would you say that this makes for a more interesting hot stove season or less interesting?
I think it's intriguing, but I still think that if you look at some of the other sports, and their activities moves a lot quicker, and the off season for the baseball drags out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think if you could come up with some kind of deadlines, you know, you look at all the intense interest that comes down around July 31st. I mean, there's heavy interest, and it all comes down one way or the other, and it's over with. It doesn't drag out, but you get a high interest, high intensity, high news cycle that really, I think, benefits baseball. And then instead, now this winter, here we are 3 months into the offseason, and the vast majority of the free agents haven't signed yet. I'm not really sure that's good for baseball or not. So I'm wondering, and I have no answers, if it's better if you come up with some kind of deadlines for these guys to follow through on, if that's possible, and both increase the interest and the activity.
You know, the good news about this, though, TR, is that probably your carpal tunnel isn't really getting any worse because, you know, you get to relax your hands for a second, right?
Well, writers don't talk about carpal tunnel syndrome. That's a no-no. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. But, you know, we're at MLB.com. We're baseball 24/7.
That's right.
We're trying to fill the need, but we're also trying to tell these people, hey, here are the players, they're here, they're coming, and now let's get ready for spring training, but I don't think we can do that yet.
Not yet. Not yet. But we are going to talk about spring for a second, TR, because one of my favorite things to talk about is dark horses. And when it comes to spring training, there always seems to be a couple of those in every camp winning a spot, winning a position that no one really saw coming. So as far as the Rangers are concerned, which battles do you see being the biggest in spring training? You wrote about the closing job being up for grabs. So who do you think? Can you tell me about a couple dark horses that you're going to keep your eye on, or battles that are going to be the biggest?
Well, I think nobody has talked much about Drew Robinson this winter, and this is a guy who can play multiple positions. He's got some speed. He's got some power. He's got great baseball savvy and aptitude, and I think this is a kid people are overlooking. He can make it interesting. I still think Delino DeShields has a chance to be a terrific center fielder, and I know they love Willie Calhoun as a left fielder, but Drew Robinson's a terrific athlete, a terrific baseball player, and I think this is a guy that could come in and surprise some people in spring training if you're looking for that proverbial dark horse.
Okay, I like that. I like that. So what about another guy, Jurickson Profar? We have briefly talked about Profar, once a top prospect in the Rangers organization, and now it's kind of make or break for him heading into spring training. He's super utility. So what are the odds that he's going to make the team out of camp, TR?
Well, I think there's a good chance he'll make the team as the utility infielder. I think there's a great chance that that's going to be the limit. I mean, we're still looking at Beltre at third, Andrus at short, and Odor at second, and I'm not seeing Profar in the outfield this time around. I think that ship has sailed. So I think he's going to be their utility infielder unless there's an injury or Odor just comes out and falls flat on his face. You know, I think the best case scenario for Profar is either he comes out as a utility infielder, or he plays so well in spring training and drums up so much interest that the Rangers can get a serious value in return.
All right, TR, I need you to put your GM hat on, and I need you to tell me, if you were GM, which free agent are you picking up off the board right now to improve the team?
You know, so that's a great question. And, you know, if it were me, I would look at Greg Holland. I would look at Greg Holland. I mean, this guy's closed for a World Series team. He had a big year for the Rockies last year. You know, I think he can take a lot of pressure off some of their other younger relievers like Matt Bush and Keone Kela. And if I were the Rangers general manager, I think a guy I would love to get right now would be Greg Holland and just really make the whole bullpen that much better.
All right, I like that. I like that. All right, TR, to wrap up, I want to know, and I've kind of been asking, I talked to Greg Johns today, I talked to Richard Justice, who's filling in for Maria today. I want to know, do you think the Rangers have done enough dirty work this offseason, and maybe they're about to finish their dirty work, to really compete in this division and have a shot in the postseason?
I think the Rangers could have a lineup that just beats the living daylights out of the opposition. I think when you get Gallo and Mazar and DeShields, if those guys get going like and start hitting their peak,
yeah,
I think the Rangers could have a lights-out offense. And then if some of their young relievers come through, I think they could have a great bullpen. I'd still, like I said, like to have that one more closer guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just comes down to being able to put together a starting rotation, whether, you know, what they have is going to be good enough or they have to pick somebody up. No, they're not even close to being as good as the Astros. We all know that. But I still think, you know, their best chance to get to the playoffs is having a lights-out offense, a good bullpen, and somehow coming up with enough starting pitching to support it all.
Okay. All right, there you have it. So, TR, you're going to be obviously covering this team, the ins and the outs, the next few weeks as we head into spring training. So if you need your Rangers fix, you can go to Rangers.com and read all of TR's incredible work. And until then, I'm Danny Wexelman with TR Sullivan. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.